Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is that Resh Pei Vav Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began Simin Tof Chof Vav, which deals with the halachos of Birchas Levana, Kiddush Levana, and Uzmana, and that's what we're going to learn today in Siv Beis. Siv Beis is going to take us 2 days to do, and we'll begin Siv Beis now. The Mechaber tells us, when is the right time to be Mekadesh to Levana, to say Kiddush Levana? So he says, Ein Mevarchem Al HaYoreach Ela B'motzei Shabbos. Person should do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos when he's all dressed up properly in nice clothing and he's nice smelling, and it's an appropriate time to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, the presence of the Shechina, when you're in a good, festive, happy mood on Motzei Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us this is a mitzvah in a mucha. Le mitzvah in a mucha, it doesn't mean that you can't do it any other time. He says that's the optimal time to do it. Okay, the Messiah, the Haggah, as the Ramah is going to tell us momentarily, that that's only assuming that you're able to do it on Motzei Shabbos, or there's a concern that you're not going to be able to do it on Motzei Shabbos, so then better to do it as soon as you can. And then the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Sefer Magid Meshorim. The Magid Meshorim is a very interesting Sefer. It is written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, with his Chavrusa, the Malach, the Magid, who taught with him and learned with him. Now, this is, again, a very unusual Chavrusa. And we normally don't postulate the Magid Meshorim, but we certainly learn a lot of interesting things from the Magid Meshorim. And the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Magid Meshorim as saying, Simin Zeh Yeh B'Yodcha. You should take note over here. You can take it to the bank, so to say. It's a very important and opportune, momentous occasion for you if you can do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos. And he says, B'chodesh Shetavarchu Birchas Levana Motzei Shabbos. On a Motzei Shabbos that you are able to do Kiddush Levana, Timtzu Atzlocha. That month will be a very good month for you. And Nebuch, the opposite is true as well. Ukishetiskase V'tis'alem. If the moon is covered up by clouds and it's not visible, V'lo Yuchlu Levarch, and you're not able to do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, also Achodesh Lo Yeh Mutzlach. That month, unfortunately, will not be successful for you, chas v'shalom rachmona l'tzlan, heaven forbid. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Hay tells us you should do it preferably on Motzei Shabbos, and he says, but what did Motzei Yontif? The same thing applies if it's Motzei Yontif. The issue footnote number 15 points out this really only applies, according to the Primer Gadim, on Motzei Chag HaShavuos, because Pesach and Sukkot really don't fall out within the first 15 days of the month, when it would be Motzei first days of Pesach or Motzei the first days of Sukkot. However, he brings down as well from the Shelus Tshuvas from Rama Mipano, and he writes, Shua din gam Motzei Yom Kippur. The same thing applies with Motzei Yom Kippur as well, that that's considered like Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontif in this regard. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Elo V'chule writes, V'da, you should know, the Medina, according to the Halacha, Mutar L'Kaddish Afilo B'Yechidi, a person could even do Kiddush Levana totally by himself, even though, as we'll see, it's preferable to do it B'Rov Am, it's preferable to do it with the Tzibur. And this is brought down in the name of the Priya Chodesh. V'kol Shekein D'Loy Boy Sir, and certainly you don't require 10 people, it's not a Dorosh of Ikdushi, you don't require a minion. However, he says, L'Chatchila Mitzvah L'Asosa B'Rov Am. It is preferable to do the Kiddush Levana with a large crowd. Keep a Rovam Hadras Melech, because it's more splendid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a greater cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if a large number of people do it. And therefore, Lahochi, Chofetz Chaim tells us, Im Yodea Shiyiz Damin Lo Levarech Biasor Liachar Ezu Yomim, if you know you get a minion in a couple of days, as long as it's Adlel Asiri, but it's going to be before the 10th day of the month, because other than that, you're going to start worrying, maybe you're going to miss Kiddush Levana because it'll be cloudy. So then he says, preferable to wait, Tzorech Lahamtin V'yosur Lo, to wait until the 10th day of the month if you're hoping to get a minion, but if it's going to be beyond that, then you should even do it without a minion, as we'll learn momentarily in the Ramah, in regards to Motzei Shabbos, as opposed to doing it on a weekday. And he brings this down in the name of the Eshel Avram as well. Now, he adds, well, fi ma shehochiach ha-chayodom, v'vishlosha nami nikru b'rovam, chayodom says that it's not a minion necessarily, it's not 10 people, but even 3 people are called b'rovam, so he says, ein tzorich b'shvil asorah lahamtin ad lel yud. He says, then don't wait even for 10 people until the 10th day of the month, u'befrat b'chor b'me'ananim, but he says, if you have 3 people, go and do it then, because especially in the wintertime when there are clouds out there, it'd be preferable to do it as soon as you know that you have at least 3 people to do Kiddush Levana with. That would fulfill also b'rovam hadras melech. Now, there are a number of Deir Shur footnotes over here that are very important. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, Ukishiyesh Tzibur Shel Asara Anoshim, if you have 10 people. But you know, let's say a couple of days later, there's going to be 100 people. So he brings down from the Eshel Avram, Miba Chach, he's not sure, should you wait for the larger Rov Am, or is it preferable just to do it right now when you have a minion? And he says, certainly if there's any doubt that you're going to maybe lose out on Kiddush Levana because it'll be cloudy, so then don't wait till you have the larger minion, be happy even with a minion of 10 people. The issue footnote number 11 brings down that this milo of berov am is preferable to zrizim makdimim lemitzos, because normally say do the mitzvah as soon as you can, that's zrizim makdimim. But here, we'd rather wait till berov am in order to fulfill the mitzvah in a more preferable way. It says the same halacha applies to the birchas hachama, the special bracha that we make once every 28 years on the sun. It is preferable in that situation to wait until you get a larger crowd. However, he says if there's any doubt that it's going to be cloudy and you're going to miss out on it, then say it right away, even be yechidus, because then we say you may miss it totally, so better to do it right now. But if there is no concern about clouds, then he says it's better to wait when you have a larger crowd. However, he brings that, not everybody agrees with this. He brings that from the Sefer Chasidim, brought down by Shaar HaTzion in Siv Katan Chof Aleph, that it's better to be Makadosh Miyad Kish Efshar, better to do Zrizim Akdimim, but Lahamtin Lasos Mitzvah in a Mukha, rather than doing it in a more preferable way later on. And this is a machlokis that comes up in many places in Halacha. Then he finally brings down, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Sheish Lahamtin Motzi Shabbos, according to the Mechaber, who passes that you should wait normally to Motzi Shabbos, as we just learned. So he says, if you're able to do in the middle of the week with a minion, or preferable to wait to Motzi Shabbos, but then you won't have a minion. So he brings down for the Shaar HaTzion over there, Shelo Yamtin Motzi Shabbos, that the idea of doing it with a minion trumps doing it on Motzi Shabbos, Shein Zeh LaMitzvah Nemucha. That's a preferable way to do it, but certainly doing it with a mitzvah is Berov Am, that would take precedence during the week rather than without a minion on Motzi Shabbos. The issue footnote number 19 brings down from the Maduro Basra, She'ein lahamtin l'tzibur ad leil asiri, that you shouldn't wait for the tzibur until the 10th night, but if you better do it on Motzei Shabbos, it comes out early, even by yechidus, rather than waiting for a tzibur, and then you'll have to wait till the 10th night, which would be after Motzei Shabbos. The issue foot number 20 brings down that even two sometimes could be called Berov Am to a certain extent, as brought down by Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. Sha'af Shein Bazeh Mishum Mailosh of Berov Am. It's not really Berov Am. Nevertheless, it has a mile over here, Sheyotzim Shnayim Achutzim, because two people are going outside, and it's more nicker over here that they're going to be Mekadosh to Lavana rather than somebody who happens to see the Lavana and now says quickly Kiddush Lavana by himself. Then the Chofetz Chaim continues in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul B'Motzei Shabbos, and he says, you should know the das of the Bach is Shelo L'Hachmitz HaMitzvah at Motzei Shabbos. The Bach disagrees and says, don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Ela Achash Avru Oleh Shloshi Yomim. As long as it's past the 3 days, as we'll learn, from the time of the Molad, then you do Kiddush Levana. And he says, this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, as brought down in the Ma'isei Rav, which is the Sefer that is bringing down the Hanhogos of the Vilna Gaon. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'davka im leil motzi Shabbos u'kodim yud b'chodesh. As we mentioned already, we don't want to wait too long, because if you wait too long, then you may miss out on the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana entirely. So he says, as long as motzi Shabbos is going to be on the 10th day of the month or earlier, then you can wait to Motzi Shabbos. As he writes, Oz mamtinim ad Motzi Shabbos. However, avalim hu achar kach, but if it's going to be that Motzi Shabbos is greater than the 10th day of the month, it's already the 11th, 12th, the 13th day of the month, ein mamtinim ad Motzi Shabbos, then don't wait, do it as soon as you can. Because maybe, shema yu shnei leilos or shlosha arba'a anonim, maybe it'll be cloudy nights, v'layiru ha'levona, and they'll cover up the levona, you won't be able to see it, v'yavar hazman, and past the 15th day of the month, past the middle of the month, you can't do Kiddush Levan anymore, and you miss out on doing this mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Vav, wrote to Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Shalel Motzei Shabbos Hu Leil Yadav. It's talking about the 11th day of the month is already Motzei Shabbos. So then, Ein Lahamtin. Why? The Shema Tiskaseh Ba'ovim, because maybe the moon will be covered up by clouds at Oz at that point in time. V'gam Be'ar B'Leilu Shachakach, and also on Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and possibly Tez Vav. Ulfi Mashikosa V'Siv Gimel, V'Haga, Tzorech Lachsho V'Misharu Od Chamisha Leilos Ad Chatzi Chef Tes Yom Yud Beis Shos Tavshin Tzadi Gimel Chalok Mimola. As we're going to learn, Mietz Hashem in Siv Gimel, in the Ramah over there, he says that you're only allowed to Kiddush Levana until halfway through the moon cycle, which is half of 29 days and 12 hours and 793 Chalokim from the time of the Molad. And therefore, if you go past the 11th day of the month, i.e. you're starting to say it on Motzei Shabbos, which is the 11th day of the month, it might be cloudy then if you wait till then, and it might be cloudy the next couple of days, and you'll miss out on doing Kiddush Levana. Therefore, if you see it's going to be Motzei Shabbos already on the 11th day of the month, rather than wait till Motzei Shabbos, do it as soon as you can. Then the Ramah writes, U'kishu mekadshin osa b'chol, when you do Kiddush Levana on a weekday, so then on Motzi Shabbos, you're always dressed up in your Shabbos clothing. But on a weekday, when you're normally dressed up in your Shabbos clothing, he brings down, Yesh l'lbosh b'godim noyim. He brings this down from the Truma Sedeshen, that you should wear nice clothing when you do Kiddush Levana, because you're makabel p'nei ashrina, therefore you should dress up nicely. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Zayin, V'achshav ein noagim l'dakik v'zeh, says, when people do Kiddush Levana on a weekday, they're not medakti to wear their nice clothing. And he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, O Zion, this is based upon the Aliyah Rabbah, in the name of the Knesset Zagdola, and as well other Achronim over here that didn't quote this Ramah, Lehalocha. Again, certainly, if one wishes to and one can put on nice clothing, call a kavod, but you don't have to do this if your choice is, well, I'm in my weekday clothing, should I not do Kiddush Levana? No, it's better to do Kiddush Levana. Then the Rama writes, Ein Mikachina Levana Kodem Tisha B'Av. In the month of Av, when we would normally be able to do Kiddush Levana after, we'll say, 3 days according to Rama, like with every other month, but we don't do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av. And likewise in Chodesh Tishrei, when you could do Kiddush Levana from the third day of the month as well, v'lo kodem Yom HaKippur. We don't do Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. In other words, Matzei Yom Kippur, Matzei Tisha B'Av, we would do Kiddush Levana. And this is brought down by the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril, again, is the source of many of the customs of Ashkenazi Jewry. Why can't you do it before Tisha B'Av? So he brings down in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Ches, because the Shruyin Ba'avelus, because the person is very sad at that point in time because of the Avelus of the 9 days. The Avelus Nevach of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that we mourn for, B'mehri Yemenu, should be rebuilt. However, Dirsha footnote number 16 brings down, and everybody agrees with that. He says, the Vilna Gaon also brought down the Maisi Rav, says, no. Af kodem Tisha B'Av yesh l'kaddish ha'shel levana. No, person should do Kiddush Levana as soon as he can. She mitzvah bol yotcha al tach mitzana. Don't delay doing a mitzvah. Right now you can do the mitzvah, even though it's during the 9 days. Nevertheless, do the mitzvah Kiddush Levana. Uchedas ha'gra, and according to this opinion of Vilna Gaon, that was the opinion of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler Gaon, his brother-in-law, as well as the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. So all of these great gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, we may follow many of the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, so they all did Kiddush Levana prior to Tisha B'Av. However, he brings down from the Das of the Ariza, which we can see over here, in the issue footnote number 23, Sheva Matzei Tisha B'Av, that the opinion of the Ariza specifically to do it on Matzei Tisha B'Av, because that's when Mashiach ben David would be born, and therefore Umevasim LaLavana LiYisrael Shasidim LeSkadesh, and therefore that's representing over here the renewal eventually of the Jewish people is symbolized over here with the renewal of the moon. Although we'll see that there are some potential problems in being Mekadesh Levana on Matzei Tisha B'Av, we'll probably have to wait till tomorrow's Shia to get to that. In any event, the Mechaber continues now when he writes that when you do the Kiddush Levana, you don't do it before Yom Kippur. He says, however, on Matzei Yom Kippur, you're allowed to. But Matzei Yom HaKippur, Mekadesh also, the Oz Shorim B'Simcha. A person is very, very happy when he comes out of Shul on Yom Kippur. After he finishes all the day of davening, he's convinced and sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a good year, and therefore he's Shorim B'Simcha, and you can be Mekabel P'nei HaShchina, even though you've been fasting. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Tes, before Yom Kippur, we don't want to do Kiddush Levana, according to this opinion that you delay doing Kiddush Levana, according to the Ma'aril. The Gam Kain Me'uyamin Mikoach HaDin. We're afraid over here of the Din, the Inshurim B'Simcha, and we're therefore not going to be in a good mood. However, he says, look further about this in the Bir Halacha. And there's a long arichas over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masu, Kodem Tisha B'Av, where he quotes first the Magen Avraham, who says, V'huad Din, Ba'ovel She'en Lo L'Kaddish B'Zayin Yemei Evlo, just like we don't Mekadesh the Levana during the 9 days because we're sad, and we don't Mekadesh Levana in the first days of Tishrei because of Emas Hadin. Therefore, so too, he says that an Avel who's in a sad state should also not be Mekadesh Levana. Unless, he says, however, if the Avelus is going to end after Yud B'Chodesh, and it's too late then, so you're not going to be able to be Mekadesh Levana until Yud Aleph, then he says you may miss out on it, and therefore you could be doing Kiddush Levana even during your maze of your Avelus. That was the language of the Adkan Lashono of the Magen Avraham. However, the Chofetz Chaim says over here, Udvarav Koshim Od. And the Chofetz Chaim goes to a long arichas over here to suggest that this Magen Avraham is not, in fact, held by most of the poskim. He wants to bring one raya from the Ma'aril, where he says that a person should not be Mekadesh Kiddush Levana until Matzi Shabbos Nachamu, because there's still an Isser over here of not being happy until that point in time, and therefore you're not really besimcha, and certainly he says, Poshut de'avelus de'yochid lo gora al-kopanim, and certainly a person who's in his own personal avelus, it can't be worse than that. And he adds, V'chei mevur be'emes b'tshuva shar Ephraim, in regards to this question, de'mye shos lo komi boyele de'tzorech l'hamtin, certainly if there's going to be even any time after the Avelus that you should wait and not do Kiddush Levana during the Avelus. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes over here, he says, Laniyaz dati hadin im baal sharif raim. He says, that is the halacha. If there won't be any time after the Avelus, it will be past the time, then he brings down that you might be able to do Kiddush Levana only in that situation. I in this full bir halacha for all of the details. Then the Ramah continues and he says, Avo lo b'motzei Tisha B'Av, but on Motzei Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to go do Kiddush Levana. Or Oshar Tainis, on any other Tainis that would come out when you'd want to do Kiddush Levana, it's improper to do so because you're not Shari B'Simcha, and he brings this down Das Atzmo. This is his own personal opinion. the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Yud explains, but not on Matzah Tisha B'Av. And he says the ain't shuriyim b'simcha because you're still not happy over there. The yavarucho b'yamam shacharav. There's still a certain aspect of avelus over there, and therefore you can say it on the Matzah Yud Aleph, and say it then. He brings down from the Daki Moshe, before the Daki Moshe, the Tisha B'Av Chol B'Yom Chamishi, and if Tisha B'Av comes out on a Thursday, so then Thursday night would be the 10th, Yesh L'Hamtin on Matzi Shabbos, Yud Beis Chodesh. You should even wait till Matzi Shabbos, which would be Yud Beis. Nevertheless, even though that's normally later than we wait, here you should wait until Yud Beis B'Chodesh. Now, we actually have to do the Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkon Yud Aleph, because we just read it, but it's going to take us a little bit of time, so we'll stop over here, we'll end a little bit early today, Yitzhak Hashem will pick up Sivkon Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shir.